Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent taking you to the book of Matthew for today's question. If you spend any time in Matthew, you're going to see the phrase kingdom of heaven everywhere. It appears more than 30 times. Jesus was especially fond of using that phrase. He illustrated the kingdom of heaven with parables, called for people to prepare for its coming, promised it to the persecuted and poor in spirit, and even gave Peter the keys to it. John, the kingdom of heaven must have been an important idea for the Jews in that day. Why was that? And what does it mean?
Well, the kingdom of heaven is a parallel term to the kingdom of God. In the past, there have been people who thought that the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God were two different things. No. In fact, heaven is just a way to refer to God, so that the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven are exactly the same thing, heaven being a euphemism for God's name. And why does Matthew use it? Because it accommodates the sensitivities of Jewish readers who didn't like to speak the name of God because they thought it was too holy. So what is the kingdom of God? It is the sphere where God reigns and rules. In a sense, the whole universe is his kingdom, but in a salvation sense, believers make up his kingdom. In the future, there will be a millennial form of that kingdom. And then finally, the new heaven and the new earth will constitute the eternal kingdom of God. But the concept of the kingdom is the sphere of God's dominion over those who belong to him by faith. It is a present reality, and if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you have entered into the kingdom of heaven, or if you will, the kingdom of God.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from Matthew, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.